beseeching the Lord, who is our helper, to help us to observe self-control in all circumstances, and explaining the harmful and pernicious consequences of indiscipline. Let us implore God to self-control. One who lacks self-control is deprived of the grace of the Lord. The undisciplined one does not maltreat himself alone, but he sets the whole world on fire. A table of food was coming down from heaven without trouble and without selling and buying. When some of the people of Moses cried and they asked disrespectfully, "Where is garlic and lentils?" Straightway the heavenly bread and dishes of food were cut off. There remained for all of them the toil of sowing, planting, and laboring with mattock and scythe. Again, when Jesus made intercession, God sent food and bounty from heaven on trays. But once more, the insolent flows omitted to show respect, and like beggars, snatched away the viands. Although Jesus entreated them, saying, "This is lasting and will not fade from off the earth," to show suspicion and greed at the table of majesty is ingratitude. Because of those impudent wretches who were blinded by greed, that gate of mercy was closed upon them. On account of withholding the poor tax, no rain clouds arise, and in consequence of fornication, the plague spreads in all directions. Whatever befalls for you of gloom and sorrow is the result of irreverence and insolence withal. Anyone behaving with irreverence in the path of the friend is a brigand who robs men, and he's no man. Through discipline, this heaven has been filled with light, and through discipline, the angels became immaculate and holy. By reason of irreverence, the sun was eclipsed, and insolence caused an Azazel, the fallen angel, to be turned back from the door.